Welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast.
We're two sisters on a mission to entertain
and educate by learning from women who live a purpose-driven life.
Be sure to subscribe and rate our podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast. Today, Teddy and I have a very special guest, Haley Smith. She is the co-owner of Upgrade Labs, a human upgrade center in Meridian, Idaho. We found Haley because Teddy is really passionate about her health journey right now, her journey into wellness, about really doing a 180 on where she's spending her time, how she's moving her body. So we wanted to talk to Haley about biohacking, whole body performance and recovery. Haley, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you, Sonia. Thank you, Teddy, for having me today.
We're really excited because I think a lot of people resonate with you because you have kind of like two lives. Your past life where you had a master's in tax. And we know you were telling us that you kind of needed something more, needed something that excited you, that really, you know, gave you that spark. And so you did, you know, a deep dive into biohacking. So can you tell everybody, like, what is biohacking?
Yeah. So the long answer of biohacking. So biohacking is the process of optimizing your biology through lifestyle changes, technology, and science. So, like, what does that mean? Biohacking can be lots of different things. So it can be, you know, monitoring your sleep and paying attention to your sleep patterns, seeing how you can optimize your sleep. Biohacking also is like cold exposure, you know, by taking a cold shower. Cryotherapy, cold plunging is really popular right now. There's lots of different benefits to cold therapy, including, you know, inflammation, sleep, balancing your hormones, getting, you know, an endorphin rush. So biohacking is just enhancing, optimizing your biology through different lifestyle hacks.
I think it's so interesting because years ago when Teddy and I were in LA, there was this woman who was really sick and she started this center in Hermosa Beach and she had the infrared sauna pod. She had the whole body, the like lymphatic drainage suits. And we would just go because we're like, this feels good. Like we didn't really like go like knowing that like this is like the start of this huge phenomenon of like health and wellness. But it just feels good. And your body, like you would crave it once you start doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. I started biohacking small things. I, you know, started learning and adding different things in my house. But until I went to a center, like you explained, and I went to Upgrade Labs in Santa Monica, and I slept so good. I could feel the difference. It was the best I felt ever traveling away from home. And then from that, I knew like that the technology was real and what it does to your body is real, that I was a believer that I wanted to have all of this, of course, for myself, but I wanted to bring it to my community for all of my community to have access to.
What is a biohack that you've implemented into your life that has been just so life-changing?
Yeah. I would say, you know, cryotherapy has been pretty life-changing for me. I thought I would hate cryotherapy. I didn't think I would use it. But after I was using it every couple of days just because I knew the benefits were good. And then I had an injury. And so I started using it about 5 days a week. And from that, like I had never felt better. I could see the scale drop. I could see the fat loss. I felt my energy was really good. My sleep performance increased. So I would say the cold therapy has been like a life-changing for me. As well as another one I would say is just the PEMF, P-E-M-F. It's very grounding. I have learned as I especially, I don't know if it's with age, with different life experiences, but, you know, just regulating my nervous system is so important. And PEMF is such a short treatment that is so grounding. And it also increases blood circulation. So I would say, yeah, the two of those are a toss up.
Yeah. I mean, those are definitely two of my favorites. I feel like when you have access to these modalities, it's kind of hard to like turn your head and like leave like the biohacking journey that we all kind of are on now, because once you understand like in the science and that feeling in your body of healing, it's like, I need more of this. I want to dive a little deeper. So can we back up a little bit and like talk about your health journey? Because I feel like with all of our women listeners, we all get on our health journey at some point or another. We get on and off, you know, but I feel like you in the last year have definitely been on one and will continue to figure that out and make it to the amateur level of tennis players in their 40s. And it's going to work because you're a biohacker and you're dedicated. And I feel like that dedication on the tennis court or in biohacking or in your relationships, you are, you know, you can't ever feel guilt because you're doing your best everywhere.
Did you know that 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list. Babbel is so easy to use because its tips and tools are approachable, accessible, and rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching. That's why I love learning Spanish through Babbel so much. It's because of their convenient courses that have helped me learn real-life conversation skills. So now I know how to order food, ask for directions, speak to Uber drivers and shop owners without having to consult to my phone. It's really great, and it makes me feel very confident traveling. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/girlpowerful. Get 55% off at babbel.com/girlpowerful, spelled BABBEL.com/girlpowerful. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes. So yeah, I would say my health journey, and I'll back up a little bit more too. I, you know, throughout the years, I have, you know, been learning things of how things affect my body, such as lactose, like learned, you know, in my 20s, I was lactose intolerant. Then throughout the years, you know, have learned about how, you know, gluten affects me. So mostly more like food related, but really seeing how that affected my inflammation levels and my stomach, like my gut. And so I've always been very active, like athletically active. I've always enjoyed working out. I think it's that endorphin rush. I'm a very addictive personality. And so that's a way that I can feed that addiction is through working out. But as I would say this last year, the biggest things for me is learning how to regulate that addiction of working out, of having more recovery. And where before I've always thought like more is more. And so that's something I've really had to figure out with biohacking. It's like, no, actually more isn't always better. And how can I do it smarter? So I can work out more efficiently, but I genuinely really love to work out. Like that's something that it makes me feel good. But then how can I like recover my body? I would also say this last year for me, it started really with the gut. And I've done a couple, you know, I feel like I've been through the, you know, the leaky gut, like that's a really common one that most all of us have at certain points in time. And so I, you know, had cleaned up my gut, you know, my guts a couple years ago. But it wasn't until this year that I had some additional things from my experience. It was some antibiotics that I had taken. I had resulted in like some SIBO and C. diff and candida. I had really bad bout of candida that I've had. It's taken me a long time to clear it up. It still comes back. And a parasite. So it was mostly through cleaning up my gut and changing my diet and like further changing my diet. I think, we all change throughout, with time, like maybe what worked at one time isn't going to work, still today. So I would say for me, it was really cleaning up my gut bacteria and then focusing more on the recovery aspect and with cryotherapy, especially. And I have learned to try to not be, it's this or this. But I have been, saying I'm prioritizing my protein more than anything and eliminating the sugar, eliminating and reducing alcohol. I would say have been the biggest factors for me. And with that, yeah, I've lost about 30 pounds and have the biggest thing I would say is just dropping the visceral fat, which is right around your organs, which is really, really good to drop that because it's, an indicator of like disease, future diseases. So that's in short, my health journey this last year.
Yeah. So if someone does feel like they have some gut issues, and like you mentioned, like most of us do just because of the American diet and what we're exposed to all the time, what's something you did? Was it what you mentioned, like limiting alcohol and avoiding sugar, or was there any vitamins you started taking? Can you share a little information about how you healed your gut?
Yeah. So mostly I did just start eating protein and fat. I literally got rid of any type of starch, which I have reintroduced, and then also eliminated sugar. The biggest one on that for me was just trying to get rid of the candida. And since candida feeds off of sugar, and then also eliminating alcohol, just to do a complete reset on my gut. I did add in some supplements and some, such as like a probiotic, to get back to having some healthy gut bacteria. So really it was just, giving my gut some time to heal. And it is amazing. Like you always hear that of, hey, it all starts in your gut, and it's hard to believe it, but it's true.
Did your reset last 90 days, or how long did it take for it to recover?
Yeah, I would say it was about 90 days. And then I have been, going back and adding in things and, being very like mindful about it and mindful about those choices. And then it is very interesting to see how things, how I react, where I can tell now I've been on vacation, I've been on holiday and Super Bowl, and I can tell that, the candida is coming back. And so it's nice to be able to see that though, and hopefully can be able to go back and mitigate it again.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to start today.
Yes.
Because I do love like licorice. But I also love hot yoga. Like I love like yeasty, gross, sweaty things. Yeah. And it is kind of hard to like give up that because it's freezing right now in Idaho, and it just feels so good to stretch and be in that hot room. But it's like I also don't need to do it if it's at, the expense of just not working for my body type.
Yeah. And candida is so common. I think that's the other thing. It's so common. In the end, I could not get rid of it by just cleaning up my diet. I had to go on a prescription for it. Niacin is a prescription that is used to fight candida, where it really doesn't have any side effects, any, negatives of it. But I had it so bad that I couldn't clear it up.
Mm-hmm. In my 20s, I used to like grow fungus on me. It's called tinea versicolor, and like they call it Howley rot, like a white girl, like surfer person, Howley. And I would get these white spots that would never tan, and it's candida. It's like a fungus,
Oh,
and I
interesting.
would have to take like antifungal medicines,
Yeah.
and they really never went away until you take better care of yourself, like the holistic approach. Like, yes, sure, take the medicine, but then it's like going to come back if you indulge
Yes.
one too many times. It's a lifestyle choice for all these things.
Well, and
Absolutely.
your environment, because you were a lifeguard and you were indoors too in Missouri. And she would just like her whole back would be like white spots because she was in that humidity, like the chlorine, like everything just trapped in that room. They probably, at the Y, they probably didn't even like clean
Yeah, but then I
the
like but then I started, like that's me as a teenager getting it when I wasn't even like that unhealthy. But then in my 20s, it would never go away because of alcohol consumption and a bad diet. And then just being wet at the beach all the time and damp blankets, like just the whole thing. And like you don't think like, oh, this could be doing long-term damage. You're just like, ew, it's ugly. So I was always like for the vanity, like I need to get, go to the doctor and get medicine so I like don't have these spots on me. It wasn't ever like, let me find the root cause. And I
Yes.
feel like biohacking helps you find the root cause and does, the holistic approach to your cellular health. That's what biohacking is to me, is all about the cells.
Absolutely. Haley, will you tell us about PEMF? Because I know it's so grounding, and when I lay on it, I want to fall asleep. But it also, I know, like the electromagnetic pulses go to different areas of the body for Yeah.
depending on the person. Will you explain that?
Yeah. So PEMF is pulse electromagnetic field. So it is pulsating magnet. So it's and PEMF has been around for a long time. It just feels like it's taking course right now. It's becoming very popular. So PEMF, it feels like a tapping, a little bit like a TENS unit, if anybody's familiar with a TENS unit. But a TENS unit goes to the muscle and PEMF goes to the bone. And so because it's magnetic, it's replicating like walking on Earth's magnetic field. So this is probably why you feel sleepy afterwards. It's how I feel too. I never want to get up from it. So it's very grounding, really good for our emotional state, for anxiety, depression. Also, it is good for blood circulation. So therefore, it's really good if you have an injury. We can do the full body. We can also localize it if you have an injury somewhere. And then what you spoke about is where you feel it in your body. It's really just it's going on your full, like when we're doing the full body PEMF, it is going over your full body, but you are feeling it like where you need to feel it, where you may have some inflammation. And so it will change, depending on what's going on. Like for me personally, I'll feel it in my chest sometimes, other times my hips or my hip flexors. So yeah, it's really amazing piece of tech.
Yeah, it's cool. I always pretty much feel it on my hip flexors because that's where I carry all my stress and it tightens on my hips and it pulls my back. So I
Yeah.
always feel so much better once I go lay on the PEMF mat.
The other thing with PEMF, so really it's just helping your body's natural healing capabilities take place. So it's like opening up your cells and letting your body do the job that it's made to do. Therefore, it also is very, very detoxifying. So when we're doing PEMF, it's really important to drink a lot of water because you are detoxing really hard with PEMF. But yeah, I would say it's one of the most powerful pieces of equipment.
That's the beauty of all of the machines and technologies you have at Upgrade Labs is the focus on recovery, but you also have another side, which is focused on performance. So what's your favorite performance machine? And can you
Yeah.
talk about it?
definitely the cheat machine. So the cheat machine is an AI strength training, adaptive resistance strength training machine. And so what it does is it takes gravity out of the mix. And so it's adapting to you every single second. So you're not losing any time. So that time under tension is maximized. And then we are stronger eccentrically than we are concentrically. And so we're able to maximize, because there's no gravity, that eccentric motion. And so we're getting stronger faster. And so with just 5 reps, you know, of doing rows, chest and legs each, 5 reps each, it's the same thing as doing like a 45-minute workout in a traditional gym.
Oh, it is. It will get you.
It will get you. It is. It's the fastest way to put on muscle mass. The machine is a beast. And
which is really, I think it should be one of a priority to most people, is putting on more muscle. So then you can burn fat and be strong. And another word you guys talk about a lot at Upgrade is longevity. And I feel like having that muscle mass and that tone in your body will get you there to 120 years of age. Like, you don't want to get to 120 if your body's deteriorating. Yes. Can you talk about that, like longevity and like, and what that means to you, really? Not Upgrade Labs, but like, what's it mean to you? And like, what do you want to look and feel like when you're 100?
Yeah. So I would say part of my story too is just, you know, I've lost a lot of loved ones, and, you know, I've seen firsthand like how short life is. And I want to live my life to the fullest. And I know we all do. We all want to feel good. And so, yeah, for me, longevity is so important, of taking care of my body. And that really is probably the biggest draw for me with biohacking. Like, as I was learning about biohacking, I lost my dad about 10 years ago, and my dad also was a biohacker, but it was before I knew what the word was. And that is part of why I'm doing what I'm doing today, is if my dad had access to everything that I know about now, it could have changed things for him, and he could have lived longer, and I would still have him. And, you know, it's then, you know, I go out from my circle, I always think about it like a tree trunk. Like, you know, I think, you know, giving love to yourself, and then you give love to the people that you love right in your circle. And then, gosh, I can give, you know, this to people in my community. And so that's really and truly, you know, I'm an avid tennis player. I love to go to Palm Springs and play tennis. And, you know, I'm playing tennis with people that are in their 70s and they're running around. And, you know, it just is so inspiring for me. And I want to do that. And so it's just really taking care of myself the best that I can. And it's so important. We know so much more now than we've ever known before.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing about your dad.
Yeah.
And I love that analogy of the tree, where like the rings of the tree like span out, and that's your positive ripple effect of helping people with their health. It makes me think of a couple of years ago, I was on a date with this guy and he was into biohacking, but I really wasn't like sure. Like, I, you know, I didn't have access to it. You guys weren't open. And he was like, I want to live to 120. And I was like, oh no, like you do? I was like, I do not want to live to 120. And that made him not like me anymore. That's what I tell myself, at least. But he would like got so upset that like I didn't have this like passion. But now I understand, it's like, yeah, we have a longer life expectancy. I might not live to 120, but now I know through biohacking, I'm going to live like longer and have my brain and have my body.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to be one of those people who's out there at 70.
playing tennis.
Yes, me yeah. too.
We're going to Pilates. Our Aunt Dottie, she did Pilates her whole life, or her whole adult life. And I
and
think
focused on protein. Her whole thing was protein all the time.
And she had the lineup of it, like she would do like a tablespoon of like all these concoctions every morning. And she's well into her 90s, and she just like pops right up out of bed, and her core strength is just unbelievable.
I bet. That's amazing. That's so inspiring.
But she won't die, and she wants to just die. She wouldn't yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm good. Like, please. But, you know, because, like, there's that, too. It's like what Sonia's saying with her date. It's like, wait, I'm not sure I need to be here that long. But then I feel like as we, you know, start the evolution of ourselves every year or every birthday, you kind of, like, think of different goals and become someone else. And I feel like that's what's playful about life alongside biohacking is like reinventing yourself or like getting really good at tennis and like being self-taught as an adult. Like there's so many things like that you can do to like use that 100 years in so many different ways. Like why not be a pop star and like reinvent ourselves every 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's too short. Like I don't want to tell people stories of me in high school and like, you know, like have that as my identity. It's like, no, let's keep this moving.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I saw something the other day about, you know, life, like we don't need more like superstars or, you know, whatever the word, but we need more healers and people to love and like nurture and like, yeah, let's all live longer. So like we can, you know, do that to the world. And if we're all doing that, like, will be a kinder, happier place.
Yes. I love that. What do you think, like, since you have a business all about biohacking with, you know, members in a community you're building, have you seen anybody like have like some crazy results? I know you have had your weight loss journey, your anti-inflammation, anti-candida stuff, but like, have you seen anyone else have really crazy testimonials or like upgrading their life?
Gosh, we have, there's so many, but the big ones that really stand out to me. So we have a female member who is, you know, younger 30s, and she shared that she's had a struggle with having a menstrual cycle, at all over the last like 7 years. And just after coming to Upgrade Labs, she started to have her menstrual cycle. And that's incredible to me. I think it's adding in all the recovery piece of recovery tech and just, you know, balancing her hormones, her nervous system. So to me, that's incredible. We have some others that have shared that they, you know, were supposed to have a surgery and no longer needed to have that surgery. And that's also incredible if we can, you know, heal ourselves and not have to, you know, put that stress, you know, and everything else on our body. Many people have shared about, you know, just lowering inflammation, you know, better sleep, just overall, like just feeling better. A lot of people with, you know, fat loss, you know, weight loss, you know, adding in muscle mass. We do have another member who was using our oxygen trainer, which trains your lungs at high altitude, low altitude. And she was not a runner, but she went and did she had signed up for a marathon race that was in the mountains. And she was doing our oxygen trainer to help train. And she said she surpassed her friends that were runners. And so, I mean, that I think that's pretty darn cool too, to add that to her, you know, she's more of a bodybuilder. So all kinds of incredible stories from our members. More than anything though, for me, it's just seeing our members meet and building that community together and people sharing, you know, sharing their stories and learning from one another.
Yeah, it's a cool place. It's a very cool place. But if so, you were the first franchise, and luckily it was in Idaho and we met. But what if someone doesn't have access to these tools? You're mentioning PEMF or lymphatic drainage or cryotherapy. Are there things you could do at home, like with your own hands, or like you mentioned, like walking on the earth? Can you share some tips like that, like biohacking for free?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I would say, yeah, the big ones is, yeah, cold therapy. Like you can do cold therapy in your shower, and you can do, you know, transitioning from hot and cold. So you can get, you know, from the warm therapy to cold therapy. So that's a free one. Walking outside barefoot, you can, you know, be grounding, walk, you know, be outside, just sit outside in the sun and, you know, without, you know, any sunglasses, even any sunscreen, and get some vitamin D. And lymphatic drainage, easy one that I do a lot too, and especially when I'm traveling, is the dry brush for lymphatic drainage. Other ones of just, you know, filtering your water. That's a, you know, just being mindful of the water that you're consuming and, you know, adding in a filtration system. Whether that's just, you know, something that you're putting into your fridge that's filtered water, but that's another easy hack that you can do at home.
If you don't filter your water, what is in your water?
Yeah. Yeah. So you can go to actually EWG, Environmental Working Group, and you can put in your zip code and it will show you what the latest test report was for your zip code of what was found in your water. So it varies on different locations. I personally at home do the reverse osmosis system. And then I do try to make sure I'm adding in minerals because it's depleting all the, you know, natural minerals out of the water from filtering it. But yeah, that's the easiest way I would say is just reading that report. For me, that's when I decided to filter my water.
Why do you like reverse osmosis more than alkaline?
You know, to tell you the truth, I'm not super savvy on the differences. For me, it was just what I could put into my house that was the easiest system. For a while, I was having water delivered, and that was just really expensive. And it was something that I knew I felt passionate about. And so I needed to install something in my house that that I knew that I could continue to use. But yeah, even there's lots of different filter systems. I know some people that may not want to do like the permanent system. There's different systems that you can put in your home if, like, say if you're in a rental house that you don't want to install something that you can't take with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think that's money well spent for sure.
Yes.
I'm on the EWG site now.
Oh, gosh.
I have to go down a rabbit hole after this. But yeah, there's it's like the top toxic pesticides that are in our water.
Yes.
It's top five. And then you have like chlorine and fluoride and all that other stuff too.
Even a filter for your shower, because it's like, okay, that's the water we're talking about that we're drinking, but the water that like we're showering in. And so, you know, that's even, you know, putting all of those chemicals onto our, like our hair and our skin. But that's an easy way to filter for without having like a whole home filtration system of just doing like the filter on your shower head.
I just got that for Teddy for her birthday.
That was my birthday present.
Because even the chlorine in the water, like of what it will do, you know, to your hair. Yes.
Yeah. Andrea. Thanks, Sonia. Yeah. Thanks for my present.
Well, Teddy has everything she needs. And I'm like, well, she, you know, she's in such like she's into the wellness world. What does she not have?
I didn't have the filter on my shower.
So we do have a majority of our listeners are women. So we wanted to talk about the top three things, because I know biohacking is a pretty masculine world. And so do you have any like recommendations or things to look at kind of from a more feminine approach and what's better for the female body?
Yeah. So yeah, I agree with you. I think, yeah, men are, you know, they have been, you know, made to protect and to defend. And then as women, we are more nurturing and we're here to create. And so, yeah, how does biohacking affect us differently? I would say it's just for women, like being kind to your body when your body's under more stress. So being mindful of your menstrual cycle. And so with that, like maybe not doing cryotherapy, you know, and listening to your body of being, I shouldn't say doing cryotherapy, just being mindful of cryotherapy at different points in your menstrual cycle, as well as maybe not doing like a really hard workout if like, especially if you don't feel recovered. So being more mindful about, you know, the stresses that you're putting onto your body. And then with that as well, same thing with fasting, like women can overfast, and so can men, but women will know that they've overfasted faster, because of our hormones. And I can speak to that personally. You know, I have a very addictive personality. I went down this road of fasting and doing OMAD 1 meal a day. And then my hair started to fall out and was thinning. It was crazy. But it was my hormones and my body was just under too much stress where I thought I was doing a great job. Like, oh gosh, I'm following, you know, what I was supposed to be doing. So, really, you know, just being mindful of, you know, the stress that you're putting onto your body. And then same thing with that would be diet. And, you know, for women, you know, like me too, I've gone down the keto route. But sometimes it might be too much stress on your body, especially, hey, if you're very active, like I think being mindful and not, feeling guilty if you are choosing to, you know, eat some carbs, let's have some white rice, some sweet potatoes. So really men and women, like we're the same, but we're going to fill those roadblocks faster than a man is. And so just being mindful of our bodies and the stress that it's under.
Yeah, I was looking up biohacking, just information, and the science is all based on a man's body and hormones. And like, so cool, there's all these like positive things and like the benefits, but they're written for a man. And then like we mentioned off camera, is age plays a role in it, because yeah, your hormones are different, your body's different, maybe you are premenopausal, all that kind of stuff. And it's just like, you can't take some like 45-year-old perfect guy with an 8-pack and then compare yourself to him, his results, what his sleep numbers are. Like, you know what I mean? That stacking is like kind of scary, like confusing to just like the regular person, I feel.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I can see that myself at 42 versus even 30. And I think that's it is really, I feel at 42, I'm in the best shape of my life. And I think really that is being more intuitive and having more recovery. I wouldn't say I'm working out less and not, you know, not hard, you know, not nearly as hard as I used to. But yeah, I'm seeing more results. And I think that is, you know, getting the inflammation under control and yeah, just being more mindful and sleeping more. Like when my body says it needs more sleep, I'm paying attention and actually doing that. Before, I used to always think, oh, you know, you can sleep later. Like, you know, you'll catch up later. And it's like, no, really, that's when your body needs to recover and restore itself.
I know Sonia mentioned when we were talking to Dr. Brenna Butler about hormones, and Sonia, maybe you wanted to share it yourself, but when Sonia was going to the gym, Sonia, I'm waiting for you to unmute. You tell it yourself, but
well,
like,
this is making me, yeah, this is making me think about like my own circadian rhythm and how men and women are biologically different. So a lot of times, like hustle culture, it doesn't define, are you talking to a man? Or are you talking to a female? Because my body does not want to get up at 5 a.m. And so I think that whole narrative is a bunch of BS. Because it's like, no, I need to recover. I need to sleep. I need to rejuvenate my cells and feel good the next day so I can nurture and create, and be my feminine self. So, yeah, I was going really hard at a HIIT gym and I had like the unlimited membership and I was going all the time. I do like to lift weights. I like muscle on my body, but I was just like, nothing like it wasn't like changing. I didn't want to look like any of the women in the gym, if that makes sense. And I felt like it was messing with my hormones because I would get that huge cortisol spike at the end. And I was just like, I don't know, I just didn't feel right.
Like you're too boxy. Sometimes when
Yeah,
you're
I was like
going
a
too
big
hard, you're,
rectangle.
yeah, your body, I think, just like holds on to that stress when you're stressing it out, right? And we're not like
Right.
flushing the lymphatic system. We're not relaxing.
Not
Even in
doing the
like yoga
recovery.
classes, yeah, in yoga classes, you have the end for Savasana just to lay there and be in that blissful state where your body is renewing. You can't just skip over that part. But
Yeah, we have
like in,
the nervous system piece, right?
yeah,
It's like if I'm under stress for an hour and I have this like guy yelling at me, telling me to do burpees and like lift 35 pounds over my head, I'm like, this doesn't feel right to me. And then I leave feeling stressed, and then I go automatically like, you got to shower, you got to get to work, you have to do this, you have to do that. And it's like I don't decompress until like 8 o'clock at night. So that just wasn't working for me. And I did, that's when I did get back into yoga. And I really do want to get back into Pilates. I need to find a good gym here. A good Pilates studio. But that I'm full coming back around. It's about recovery, right? So it's
Yes.
like choose my performance pieces that I like that feel good for my body and that I know that I need to also focus on recovery because that's a big piece being a woman.
Absolutely.
That was like
I
a
mean,
happy
that's good.
story. Sorry. I get really hyper and passionate about that. Jim,
About what?
about being like looking around, being like, why am I, have I been here for a year? You know,
Well, I never worked out harder than last year, and that was the fattest I'd ever been.
I know it was shocking.
I
I saw
worked out
a picture of
so.
you on your
Oh, yeah.
birthday. Did you see that? It was a year ago. It had all these memories when we went on a hike for your birthday. It didn't even look like you.
Yeah, that's why it's good to introduce yourself to biohacking.
Yes. Haley, I mean, you and Brendan Butler like legit changed Teddy's life, like
Yeah, you
legitimately.
have. Thank you.
You really, really have.
My life. Well, thank you.
Watching it and then seeing her and seeing how good she feels and like how happy she is. And it's just a totally different person, which I'm so grateful for.
I can see Teddy glowing. Yeah, I agree with that though, so much of just listening to our bodies and like when we're tired and you don't want to get up at 5 a.m. to go to this, gym class, don't do it. Like I would say the biggest thing for me too is like I've been wearing a Whoop band for a couple years now. And before that I wore the Oura ring, but that interfered with my tennis game. And so but I think really just like paying attention, that's really most of what I use it for is just like, am I fully recovered? And if I'm not, like, I'm not going to go press myself and do a hard workout, and I'm not going to do the cheat machine unless I'm fully recovered. It's like our bodies can't handle it. And I really feel like we have all put, like, we're under so much stress and we're getting constant stimulation like from our phones all the time. Like, take a minute and like resetting that nervous system, of however that is, if that's, yeah, with yoga, with stretching, like with a walk. And that is where I would say I've learned the most and my mindset has changed the most, where before it was like, oh no, I have to run and I have to run a marathon and I have to do the most and the hardest. And it's like, no, actually, like back up, and it's almost opposite. And I feel so much better.
It's a relief, right? When you get in that mindset. It's like, I am doing enough. You're working
Yes.
out, you're moving your body. Endorphin hits are like the best feeling in the world.
Yes.
Put on a Broadway play after I work out.
Wow.
But what you said like really resonates with me. Pay attention.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's like when you get back in your car after a workout, don't go straight to your phone. Maybe take a minute to breathe and pay attention. Hey, how does this feel? How do I feel? What do I want to do next?
Yeah.
Instead of like us being on autopilot, just going.
And what is, and not, what do we think we should be doing next? Like, okay, now I need to go to this. Like, yes, like just taking a minute for ourselves and letting yourself, like hearing yourself think for a moment.
Yeah, I feel like that's important. And then the people you're around, like you mentioned about like the community you're building at Upgrade Labs, but then like just, your inner circle as well is like, are my friends like taking an inventory? Like, are my friends on the same path as me? Maybe that doesn't need to be identical, but it's like, yeah, I can't really meet you downtown for happy hour anymore. It's just not what I want to do. And
Yes.
like, it's just interesting to like, it's just that cycle of people that come in and out of your life, a reason, a season, or a lifetime. Some people aren't there for the whole lifetime, and that's okay. And like finding peace with all these, like the evolution of self and the death and the rebirth constantly, every single day, really.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, it's nice though. Well, we end every podcast with the same question. So, Haley, what makes you feel most alive?
I would say playing tennis. For me, it's just, an endorphin rush. I love to move my body. It's mental and it's social. I love, that's must be why with Upgrade Labs, I love the community aspect. So for me, I feel like it hits everything that it makes me feel most alive.
Thank you so much for sharing. And where can people find you?
Of course, at Upgrade Labs here in Meridian, Idaho.
And that's perfect. So everyone go follow Haley and follow her journey as well, because she shares about her life and cheer her on the tennis court. Let's see some more tennis content, Haley.
Yeah, yes, I'll work on that. And if you're
Okay.
in the Treasure Valley, come in to Upgrade Labs. Is if you're a first timer, isn't there a little deal?
Yes. So first timers, we have a spa package, which is three services for $59. So it's a $60 savings. It's a great deal. It's a great way to come in and try our most popular services. So come in. Also, you don't have to be a member to get coffee. We serve mold-free coffee that has 50 trace minerals put into it. We serve it with MCT oil and grass-fed butter. So come in, grab a clean coffee. We would love to have you as part of our community.
Thank you,
Amazing.
Haley.
Thank
Thank
you,
you.
guys. Thank you both. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks to our guest. For more information on her, see the show notes.
Please hit subscribe if you have not already. That way, a new episode is delivered directly to your feed every week.